Girl and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
If you are brave enough to make requests, comments, queries, or please for mercy.
On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the Helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the habits, just the music and the man.
That's the Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
You're listening to Synaptic Sandwich on CITR, frequency modulated at 101.9 million hertz of electromagnetic radiation. Yes, it's all a big experiment, people. It's blasting out of the Student Union building here at the speed of light, penetrating deep into your skull, titillating your brain matter, taking control of you. That's why you're tuned in to CITR. Started things off tonight with some SW Electro. Name of the track, Halloween Horror. Followed that with Owl Vision. Near track, The Darkness. And that was the Distract remix. The time is now 9:22 p.m. on this Eve, before Halloween Eve. Yes, and I've got something exciting to tell you people out there in Radioland. You're tuning in to hear the evil, scary sounds of Synaptic Sandwich tonight. I'm sure you're all getting ready to go to some big Halloween gig. Actually, I saw a lot of people here at the Student Union building dressed up. But I've got something exciting to tell you, yes. Here at CITR, we do have some pretty awesome DJs, including myself. Okay, let me try that again. Yes, you could be, yes, we are holding a contest, if you haven't figured it out. You could be one of the six lucky winners to attend Tom Lee's Music New to DJing Workshops. Yes, you'll get a one-hour one-on-one crash course to learn the basics of cueing, mixing, scratching, as well as insight into the many hardware and software options available to DJs today. One of the Vancouver's top DJs will show you the ropes in Tom Lee's Music Next Level Studios. It's all part of Next Level Learning Center, offering courses in songwriting, music career development, music business and networking, live performance coaching, software recording, and much more. Yes. And as a DJ, you have to keep on track as to when the song will end. So I've got another minute and a half here, but let me quickly tell you why I actually got into DJing here at CITR. It was the drugs, sex, and partying. Well, actually, no, it wasn't. It was the music, really. It was when I was a teenager, yes. I used to listen to CITR all the time, and then coming to university here, it just kind of melded, and I got into the whole DJing thing. And played some big rave parties and just had fun. So really, it was kind of fun, and about the music as well. I guess music is fun, yes. Anyways, tune in to Life on Jump Street, Crimes and Treasons, and Radio Zero, all on CITR. Yes, just look it up on the CITR schedule at www.citr.ca to hear your favorite DJ spin and call in to win your very own DJ workshop. So there you go. I think there is also extra information about the contest at www.citr.ca. Excuse me. Time is now 9:25 p.m. Number here, 604-822-2487. UBC, CITR, give that number a call. Make requests, comments, queries, etc. More Halloween tracks coming up. I got some Navi G with their track Halloween 2010. Enjoy. Thanks for tuning in to Synaptic Sandwich on CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Techs, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
CITR's Fun Drive 2010 is coming. November 16th to the 25th, we need you to dig deep and donate to help keep your campus radio station going. For just a $30 pledge, we will announce your name on the air, and you will get a valuable Friends of CITR card full of great discounts to lots of your favorite Vancouver merchants.
CITR Fun Drive 2010, November 16th to 25th. Visit CITR.ca to learn more.
Listening to the Halloween special of Synaptic Sandwich. I'm your host, DJ Cyber. In that last set, we heard some Navi G with the track Halloween 2010. And after that was Skrillex, something from them. Something new from them, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. So, number here, 604-822-2487. Give that number a call, make requests, comments, queries, etc. Got some more choice Halloween electro tracks coming up.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without help the soul for getting down, must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside. Stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside. For though the Mueller, a clerculum body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller. Can you stand with throat and rot and rot and rot inside a corpse of shell? The demons squeal in sheer delight. It's you they spy, so plump, so light. For though the groove is hard to beat, yet still you stand with frozen feet of the thriller.
is inviting you to
the thriller.
Darkness falls across the land.
Dead will rise again tonight.
We'll be right back. Zombie Nation.
Zombie Nation.
Detroit, Zombie Nation.
Zombie Nation.
Geneva, Zombie Nation.
Zombie Nation.
Grenoble, Zombie Nation.
Zombie Nation.
Time is now 3 minutes to the hour of 10 p.m. You're listening to the Halloween version of Synaptic Sandwich on CITR, frequency modulated at 101.9 million hertz of experimental electromagnetic radiation, pulsating out of the Student Union building here, penetrating deep into your skull, doing what it will with your brain matter, taking control of you. Thanks for tuning in. Started things off in that last set with some All-Stars doing their cover of Thriller. That was the Filthy Rich's Corpse Shell remix of the track. And then another Halloween special. That was the name of the track. By Dimitri G featuring Starbright. And of course, One Night on Halloween was the name of that. The next track by Martini Bounger. And the last track we heard was Kerncraft 400 with their track Zombie Nation. That was the Miss Kitten and the Hacker remix. And let's see, I originally was supposed to be post-empted actually for a live broadcast, but it doesn't seem to be quite happening. I was supposed to be post-empted at 10 p.m. so I'm just going to keep on playing until something happens here, until someone comes to relieve me. But thanks for tuning in to the Synaptic Sandwich Halloween special. And don't forget, yes, that you could be one of the 6 lucky winners to attend Tom Lee Music's New to DJing Workshops. Yeah, just have to tune in to Life on Jump Street, Crimes and Treasons, or Radio Zero to hear your favorite DJ spin, and call in to win your very own DJ workshop, like I announced before. Or you can just go to www.citr.ca just to check out what the contest is all about. What do I got lined up? How about some old techno from the early 90s? I've always actually played this track every Halloween. It's Flesh and Blood. By Science Lab. Anyways, if you want to get a hold of me before I go, or if I'm still here, 604-822-2487, UBC, CITR. Enjoy. Thanks for tuning in once again.
Yeah. and blood. Flesh and blood.
Enjoy! it was magic. As if it were the only thing we could do. He was laughing. And all his might was with him, and he was shouting ecstasy.
Behind the electric eyes, a private line to the time when cameras blurred nights and days, and a necromancy of all things lost. Relax, the end of civilization has been known. At night, they remember nothing. At night, they remember nothing. They taunt each other with chittering talk of who is king, and who serves.
and the end of civilization has begun. In Florida, at night, they remember nothing from neon white to green. They feed off the whisper and hum of trip switches. At night, they remember nothing. In Florida, at night, they remember nothing.
Relax. Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big-screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer-battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Hello, hello. Well, the scary thought... synaptic sandwich ending early tonight has not come to fruition, so you're stuck with me for a little while longer. Yeah. And that last set, we heard Science Lab with Flesh and Blood. Dan Robbins was in there with DBD, The Chanting in the Dark. Coca Da Silva followed that with her track, At Night. What's going on around town? Well, tonight, being the eve before All Hallows' Eve, there's a plethora of things going on that have to do with Halloween, such as Doom's Night 2010 at the Pacific Coliseum. I'm sure most of you already figure out what you've got going on tonight, so this is all just fluff to you. But if you're sitting at home wondering, where am I going to go? You can go to the Euro Trash Halloween Night at Republic, or actually just pick any damn club. I'm sure there's something going on there that has to do with Halloween. So anyways, what's going on in the future? Always like to read what's going on at the venue, because it usually pertains to the type of music that's played on Synaptic Sandwich. Well, tonight is the Halloween House of Horrors, and tomorrow is Execute Halloween Night. Off in the future is let's see, Frontline Assembly, Thursday, December 2nd at the venue. Way off in the future, December 14th, Tuesday, that's Killing Joke. Anyways, number here, 604-822-2248-22. What am I saying? I'm getting my numbers mixed up. 1313-666. No, no, that's not it. It's right, people. It's the music in the background. 604-822-2487, UBC, CITR. Give that number a call. Make requests, comments, queries, etc. I'm here till as long as I'm here, I guess. Thanks for tuning in to Synaptic Sandwich on CITR 101.9 FM. And don't forget to check out the Tom Lee Music's New to DJing contest from CITR. You could be one of the 6 lucky winners to attend Tom Lee's Music's New to DJing workshops. Yes, you will get a 1-hour one-on-one crash to learn the basics of cueing, mixing, and scratching, as well as insight to the many hardware and software options available to DJs today. Just go to www.citr.ca to check out all the information on this contest. Or you could tune in to Life on Jump Street, Crimes and Treasons, and or Radio Zero to hear your favorite DJ spin and call in to win your very own DJ workshop. What do I got lined up? Well, something that when I first heard the premise of it, kind of scared me. Imagine an 80s band, an 80s pop band from Canada. And imagine an alternative, a cool alternative, new wave goth band from the 80s covering them. Yes, okay, Crystal Castles has gotten Robert Smith from The Cure to cover a Platinum Blonde song. The premise of that first scared me, you know. Not in Love, I don't know if you're familiar with that track from the 80s, from Platinum Blonde, but the whole premise scared me, but after hearing it, I was delighted. Anyways, after we hear the new track, Not in Love, from Crystal Castles, featuring Robert Smith, we'll go back to the even scarier tracks. Thanks for tuning in. Synaptic Sandwich on CITR 101.9 FM.
Won't give you my heart. No one lives there anymore. And we will always
listening to Synaptic Sandwich on CITR FM 101.9. I'm your host, DJ Cyber. The time is now 10:37 p.m. on this Saturday Halloween special, which I may, I guess, have to cut short because I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but the fire alarms are going off. So I'll basically end off with one track and then I'll leave the BBC World Service News on for you. Or if by any chance it's a false alarm, then I'll be here till 11 p.m. But until then, I'll leave maybe off with something cool. Let's see. Well, actually, hold on a second. Yes, I do have to get out of the building. I've been told by security. So, anyways, enjoy the BBC World Service News. Thanks for tuning in to Synaptic Sandwich on this Halloween Eve.
Sustaining human life on Earth. And some people would argue that actually, given the fact that pandas are in such trouble, and we're spending so much money trying to preserve the species, it might be better just to let the pandas go. Isn't it true that some species are more important to humans than others? And we could, perhaps, be selective and consider the cost of preserving all species on Earth.
Well, I think it's a fair question, and I would go back to what I said at the beginning, the intuitive understanding. What right does our generation have to decide whether a species on this planet should survive, whether the next generation still has the chance to see a panda? And the second point is our knowledge about the value of individual species is still very limited. We may not know today that the panda may prove tomorrow to be an animal that holds many very important biological functions, or perhaps potentials also for medicinal purposes. To just take you for a moment to one of its distant relatives, perhaps in imagery terms, the polar bear. What is it that a polar bear can do in order to survive hibernation and not have kidney functions collapse? For medicinal purposes in future, that may be vital knowledge. And there are many examples from the flora and fauna kingdoms that have already proven to be vital, if you want, intellectual property elements or secrets that we do not understand at first, but then are able to unlock for our own benefit.
Do you think the parties meeting in Japan, all of them, are truly committed to preserving biodiversity? Or is it a bit of a political struggle at the moment?
We have realized that alongside climate change, the loss of biodiversity and all the consequences that arise from there is an equally dramatic issue, and one that we need to address both locally, nationally, but also internationally.
That's the aspiration, sir. I was asking specifically about the implementation, whether you think that governments are committed to preserving biodiversity, given the very large costs involved in doing it. Because that's what it comes down to for national governments, isn't it?
One of the tragedies, perhaps, of the 20th century is that we looked at nature as essentially a free commodity, and in changing basic composition of ecosystems, in losing species on the planet, there was an assumption of zero cost. What we are demonstrating today with the economic analysis is that society has simply not recognized the products and services that nature provides to us, and they can be captured also in economic terms. It's not an exclusive way of valuing it, but certainly it is a central one. And when you start looking at the economic value of nature services to societies every day on this planet, then you start looking at costs and benefits in a totally different way. And that will be a central theme in Nagoya. And I think it will fundamentally change also the way that governments and societies and businesses, for that matter, will view investments in conservation in the future. It changes the whole ballgame.
That was Achim Steiner, head of the UN Environment Programme. More from him a little later in the programme. You're listening to One Planet from the BBC World Service, for which I'm very grateful. And thank you for all your messages this week. To be honest, it's been remarkable. If an email inbox could bulge the way that an old-fashioned postbag could, then the BBC's computers would have struggled under the weight this week.
More than any other topic, our discussion of the growing global population provoked a bumper postback. If you missed it last week, it sounded something like this.
There has to be a limit to the number